The project encouraged people to form community organizations and pool their savings together. To kickstart the process, it matched the money they'd saved. Once the organization has enough money, members can then apply for credit. So it works like a small bank operated and run by the community itself. They collectively decide on who gets the loans and the terms of repayment. For example, Yasmin Akhtar needed to supplement her family income, but she had to be home to care for her four children. She joined the local community organization and applied for credit. She has now turned her kitchen garden into a profitable business.
I feel joy that instead of sitting idle, I've done something. I don't have to beg money from anybody. I satisfy my own needs myself.
And these microcredit loans can have an even greater impact on the community. 2 years ago, there was no health facility here. People had to travel up to 3 hours to the nearest clinic, and many didn't survive the journey. Mohammed Nadim had been trained as a paramedic, but did not have the resources to put his skills to good use. After receiving credit from his community organization, he set up this clinic, where he now sees up to 45 patients a day. Last year, he saved many people in his community from a cholera epidemic.
Of course, I feel happy. There's no bigger joy than the fact that a patient is cured by my hand.
Mohammed Nadim already had the skills to make the best use of his loan. When Ibrah Hussein Shah applied for credit, his community organization decided he needed some training first. Assisted by the project, Shah trained as a plumber. He was then given credit to open a shop. 5 years later, his business is very successful. He has paid for his siblings' education, and he's now training 4 apprentices. If it wasn't for accessing this credit, he says his life would have been very different.
I would have been on a roadside somewhere breaking stones. None of my brothers would have got an education.
It took only 1 year for Shah to pay back what he had borrowed. And according to the project team, 99% of community credit loans are repaid within the agreed time. Because it is the community's money, and they decide on who gets the loans, they're all responsible for a successful outcome. And with the community groups controlling and managing their own access to credit, they are able to lift each other out of poverty.